Mick Floyd joins Racing Pulse with the Wednesday Greyhound Report.
Oh, the money man himself, Mick Floyd, is here. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you, Michael. Another big week in greyhound racing, of course. The Hills will cut the headline act this week. It's another big week, of course.
What a great day. You can't get a better area to go to the races in Healesville, whether it's the picnics or the greyhounds. You will get a huge crowd, I would imagine, out there for the Healesville Cup.
No question at all. It's a fantastic setting, of course. The only straight track in Victoria. A really great place to take the family along. It's free entry, of course. So head up to Healesville on Sunday morning and enjoy a great day out. The field is a cracker. The heats last week, six heats for this Healesville Cup final. The fastest of the winners was Friday Frothies for Cal Carino. It was a fantastic run, a great name, and for anyone who jumped on, they had a nice little win too. Paid $23, having its first start since May, only his eighth race start. You don't see many Calgrino trained runners go around at that sort of price, so well done to everyone who found it there. But look, this is a really good race. A couple of others to keep an eye out for. Startron is my tip for the race. He won its heat in 1897, which is pretty quick. Any time you can break 19 seconds, you're going pretty well. And he's coming with the red box, of course. He made the final in this race last year, so has plenty of experience up that straight. Coming up with the red box is a good advantage as well. Mooneyham on all out in box 8, went 1895, went second to Friday Frothy. So good form line through there, of course, made the straight track championship recently. It's a $3 favourite from out in box 8. And box rule does matter, even though it is up the straight. It does have some influence in the outcome, of course. So plenty of good betting there. The one out of the heats I thought was an amazing result. Sideshow Margin paid $69.40 in a group race heat, which is just extraordinary. He's going to need a lot of luck, though. He's coming with box six for the final at 100-1. Does look the outside. It was obviously the outside of the field, need a bit of luck, but a fantastic result for connections there.
And the $1 million chase kicked off in New South Wales.
It did, yeah. Got off with a bang on Saturday night up at Gunnada. Feral Frankie, the feral, the people's dog, certainly the most popular dog in the country at the moment. He went up to Gunnada, and I don't think they've seen a crowd like that at the venue for some time. He was absolutely brilliant. He drew box seven in his heat, having coming off a track record trial a week prior. Went around a very short favourite. Found a bit of trouble at the first turn. The whole field bunched together, but he got through that fine and went on a one by the length of the straight. He was absolutely phenomenal, just outside the track record. Goes through to the final this weekend. Sunday is the final at Gunnada. It's $1.25 chance from box number six. And if he repeats what he did in a heat, he just goes and wins quite comfortably. He is the fastest. Well, he's probably not the fastest dog in the country, but he's certainly one of the most exciting. He doesn't have great speed, but once he gets early speed, but once he gets into stride, he's a fantastic greyhound to watch. And all things being equal, we'll see him in the Speedstar Match Race Series here at Sandown Park on Sunday week.
Can't wait. Now, the Speedstar, we get to see the qualifications and the trials continuing at Sandown Park. As you say goodbye, Money Man, leave us with your winners.
Yeah, we're Thursday night here at Sandown Park. A couple of really interesting runners. Race 5, number 1, Blue Shadows. Over 700 trip, has a really good best time of 41.69. Was up at Healesville for the heats there over 350. So stepping back up to the 700 this time around from box 1. Looks a pretty good bet. Elsewhere, Blue Striper in the free fall. Race 8, number 1. He's probably the best of the card. He's now having his third run back since a spell and does look pretty well placed. The strongest free fall from box 1 should be thereabouts.
We love it when you are confident. Good on you, Mick. We will chat next week. Enjoy the weekend.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.